The Lord be with you. A reading, the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law of the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. I love being a priest. I've been now on my 16th year as a priest, and you are now my fourth assignment. And I hope you know I'm really happy to be here. I love being here. I know this is where I'm supposed to be. But after being a priest, the greatest title, the greatest joy I have in my life is to be called Uncle Ricky. I have two nieces and two nephews. My sister, Michelle, is a mom of two sets of twins. They're only 15 months apart. Exactly. Right? So if you can imagine, my sister needed a lot of help. We're a very close-knit family. I told them they can start coming here around Christmas time, okay? But we're super close, and I love being an uncle. They're now in 8th grade and 7th grade. And when they were younger, my sister and my brother-in-law are very health conscious, which really doesn't really fit my family motto, you know? We like to eat. And maybe some of you grandparents have experienced this, that when you have your grandkids over, your son or daughter likes to tell you what they can eat or can't eat. Have you ever experienced that, grandparents? Well, grandparents, you guys don't listen to those directions, right? So my niece and nephew, they were all over at the house, and I happened to be there visiting my parents, and I'll never forget this moment. My nephew, Kenny, the eldest, who was about 4 years old at this time, my dad decided to buy everybody In-N-Out. So he brought In-N-Out to the house, and I watched my nephew's face as he bit into the In-N-Out for the very first time, and he looked at his grandpa, my dad, and said, "Grandpa, I love In-N-Out." And that always makes me smile, because we use the word love a lot, don't we? You know, I love USC, I love UCLA, right? I love going to the movies, I love this restaurant, I love this author, I love this musician. And we throw love out a lot. But that way we use love, we should actually be using like. Because love is hard. And when we say we love somebody, we need to show that and to back it up with our actions. It's very easy to say, "I love you," but are our actions backing that up? It's very easy, my friends, to be a Pharisee, but it's much harder to be a holy disciple of Christ. So Jesus loves you so much. He loves you so very much. I want you to know that and to believe that. That he wants us to grow as holy disciples. So we say we love people, that means we have to love those closest to us, even when they disappoint us. So I want you to stand up right now if you have never sinned before. I'm only standing as I have to, okay? We forget that about our brothers and sisters, don't we? We're so quick to judge them, so quick to point out their mistakes or their faults, that sometimes we forget we're a sinner ourselves. We've made mistakes. So we need to be so very patient with those that we love, as Jesus is so patient with us. Oftentimes, We're all guilty of presuming the worst in people sometimes. What do we do as a culture right now? We put people in boxes right away, don't we? Well, you know that person, they voted for that person, so they must be like that. Or that person, you know, they come from that country, so we presume things about them. But Jesus is challenging us to not presume the worst in people, but to get to know their story, to get to know what makes them tick, you know? We all have a story and a journey, and if we actually sat down and took time to get to know each other, we'd realize we have a lot more in common than we don't. We love people. We need to give them the benefit of the doubt. Now, I have to say, and I'm not lying, I truly mean this, you all have been extremely welcoming to me. That's meant the world to me. I've met a couple of grouches, though, too. I'm not going to lie, okay? And I know their names already. But, you know, I've tried to, and it's hard because, let's be honest, when you meet a few grouchy people or, you know, instantly you kind of want to tell them what you think, don't you? And we're all guilty of that. We're all guilty of saying things and we regret it later. But all those good people that you love, that you call family and friends, co-workers, they're going to have bad moments too. Just like you and I do. So let's not have false expectations of people. The only one that will never fully disappoint us is God. If we want to say that we love people, we have to be a voice for the marginalized in our culture. We need to be a voice for the unborn. We need to be a voice for that newly arrived immigrant. We need to be a voice for the homeless. We need to be a voice for those who look different than us. Jesus is saying, don't sit on the sidelines. You say you love Christ, show it. Do something about it. And finally, Jesus is challenging us to pray always, to pray for those that you love, to pray for those that you struggle to love, and ask God to bless them abundantly. So making a decision to love is something that we have to do every day. You know, there are moments, I'm sure, for you husbands and wives where I'm sure none of you in here have ever fought with your spouse before, right? Right? Where you have to choose to forgive time and time again. So we have so many people that we know, but Jesus is telling us to love them better, to do better. But we can't do that unless we first pray for them. So my friends, I'm sure you would agree with me. Yes or no? Are we blessed abundantly by God?
Yes.
We so are. So let's show that blessing to God by the way we live our lives. You're going to hear me say this, so get used to it. There's no room for grouchy people here at Holy Family, okay? If you're a grouch, I'll get an Uber or Lyft for you after Mass. Because if you think about it, if we come to Mass and we encounter people that are just not very nice, and if we dare say that all are welcome here, right? That's what we say as a parish. We have to live that out. So your job once Mass is over is to get out to work in the world. I'm the only one who should be here all day, okay? Your mission is to go out and to bring the joy of Christ to those you work with. To bring the joy of Jesus to those you encounter at the market or wherever. A simple smile goes a long way. So don't forget your mission to bring the love of Jesus to one another. So let's pray for those people right now that we are blessed to call family and friends. And thank God for them and show your love to them beginning today. So let's pray right now for those that we love.